How terrible it is that, in the presence of this awesome, awful God, some people are untouched by it all. How frightful, how awesome, how awful it is. We don't want to hear about God. We want to hear about something that can tickle our fancy, that can satisfy our morbid curiosity, or our longing after romance. But the great God is there, and we're going to have to face him now, or face him then. This mighty God, like a great burning universe, will burst upon us some day, breaking down our defenses and destroying everything we've put up around ourselves, and we'll have to deal with him. And yet the average man isn't worried about it at all. He sleeps well at night and thinks of his job and does it by day. He eats, sleeps, lives, breathes, gets old and dies, never having given a good high thought about the great God who transcends all. This is a God about whom it is said, "Thine, O Lord, is the greatness, and the power, and the glory, and the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all." 1 Chronicles 29:11. And yet we care so very, very little about him. How tragic it is that men will follow their lusts and pride, living from money, business, appetite, and ambition. No additional proof needs to be given for the spiritual death that lies in the hearts of men. "She that liveth in pleasure is dead," says the Scripture, "while she liveth." 1 Timothy 5:6. "And he that liveth in ambition, lust, appetite, and pride, who lives for money and fame, is dead also. Though he may be young, trim, and athletic, intelligent, and well-to-do, he is still dead, and rotting in his death. He is like a blind man who cannot see the sun rise because the great God rises above the horizon of his understanding, and he doesn't know the sun has come up. And like a worm in a cave or a toad under a rock, he lives out his life and forgets that he's got to deal with God some day, the great God Almighty. I live for that day, when God will crash in upon me, past my human understandings and every defense I might have put up. That can also happen right now, in this world. That's partly what conversion is, to be saved, to repent, to be forgiven of your sin, to see a vision of God in your heart, to see Jesus Christ on his cross and on his throne, to be brought into the presence of this holy God. You can go through the whole routine of the church and never have an experience at all like this. You can learn to say God is love when you're a wee little thing. You can get a Bible for passing from one grade to another. You can get big enough to make a speech in a Sunday school program. You can get old enough to sing in the choir, join the church, and be baptized. You can teach a class, entertain missionaries, and learn to tithe, giving of your money to the work of the Lord. You can be faithful, and yet never have an experience of the great God breaking in upon your consciousness, but living always once removed from God. In the Old Testament, when Absalom returned from exile, he went for 2 full years without ever seeing the king's face. 2 Samuel 14:28. And that's what happens in the churches. But when God becomes real to us, we are affected. We are touched by what is called the mysterium tremendum, a tremendous mystery that is God. I just read this week that somebody said, "I never read Tozer. He's too negative." Well, my brother, before there can be any healing, there has to be diagnosis. When you go to see a doctor, he can't just smile and look up from his coffee break and say, "Take pill number 9. Maybe you don't need pill number 9. Maybe that'll kill you. Maybe what you need is to go under the knife. You have to have diagnosis, though sometimes I think diagnosis is worse than the disease. I've had more trouble finding out what is wrong with me, and sometimes finding it wasn't, than I've had with the treatment. What I preach may be negative, I don't know. If God, the God who is high and lifted up, whom I can love and worship, and in whose presence I can live and pray and be with forever, is negative, give me a whole basket full of negatives. The dread of God. One thing that comes to us when we meet God is dread. People don't like that. They don't want to dread anything.